So we're recording now, and today, no it wasn't, and today we're going to talk about the verbs. Now, we have how many kinds of verbs? We have four verbs. We have four kinds of verbs. How many?
Four
kinds of verbs. Based on the time, based on the tense, because whenever I tell you something is done, what do you say? When, right? When I tell you something's done, you say when. Is it done in the past? What? Okay. It is done in the past. It is done in the past. Or is it done now? Or is it being done now? Or is it will be done in the future? Yes. So now we want to learn about all four kinds. So the four kinds are, we have command. The first kind is command. Can you give an example of a command in English? English. Huh? Do your homework, yeah? Okay. So in Arabic, akul is a verb too. So in Arabic, do your homework in Arabic means what? In Arabic, can you translate? Do your homework? Do your homework in Arabic can translate it to what?
It's homework in Arabic.
Wajib. So, اعمل الواجب. So what is it? اعمل الواجب. So, do the homework. How about drink in Arabic? Command verb is drink. So, what is it, huh? Ishrab, mashallah. So, if I tell you walk, what do you say in Arabic? Walk, huh? Imshi, takbir, mashallah. Mashallah. So, imshi, walk. So, now the command verb is a verb that commands you to do something, right? Okay. So, let's see. You're bossing somebody around. Really, it is bossing somebody around. And then this is, you issue him a lot of commands. You boss somebody around and you give him a lot of commands. So, here we go. So, let's say you're bossing your little brother. You boss the little brother, okay? Let's see here. So now your little brother is asleep. Your little brother is asleep in bed. So what do you want to tell your brother to get him up?
Wake up.
Wake up. Yes, in Arabic. There are several things you can say. You can say, قم. You can say what? قم means get up. قم, give up, wake up. Or what? Wake up. Wake up. So, get up is قم. Wake up is استيقظ. استيقظ. So, you got it? So now, you, and then your brother doesn't want to get up. Your brother doesn't want to get up. So, can I get more sleep? So, what do you say?
No.
So what do you say to your brother when he says, can I get more sleep? The answer is?
No.
No would leave. But in Arabic, what do you say? How I get more sleep? Can I get more sleep? In Arabic. In Arabic, how do you say, can I get more sleep? In Arabic. How do you say that? How do you say that we, in Arabic, how do you say that, can I get more sleep? And that's in slang. No. You say, can I get more sleep? Meaning that, هل أستطيع أن أنام أكثر؟ So you say, هل أستطيع أن أنام أكثر? So what do you say? هل أستطيع أن أنام أكثر? هل أستطيع أن أنام أكثر? That's the question. هل أستطيع أن أنام أكثر? Can I get more sleep? So you say,
لا.
لا. They say, no, we're late. No, we're late to school. So you want to say, no. No, we are late to school. So how do you say, no, we are late to school? No means no, you can't get more sleep. Yeah. We are late to school. You know, we're late. You need to get up. So how do you say we're late to school? How do you say we're late to school? How do you say we're late to school? We're late to what? School. How do you say that? Who knows? Okay. Now we are late to school means kalla. No. Say kalla. So what is kalla?
No.
Kalla means no. We're late to school. Nahnu. Okay. Mutaakhirin. متأخرين عن الذهاب إلى المدرسة. You see here? Say, no, we're late from going to school. No, we're late from going to school. Okay. So, كلا نحن متأخرين عن الذهاب إلى المدرسة. كلا نحن متأخرين عن الذهاب إلى المدرسة. We're late to school. Now, let's see. Now, what are the command words here? Start from here. What are the command verbs? In Arabic. Qum. Do you know a surah in the Quran that has Allah telling to the Prophet, get up, qum? Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Qum. What? Read? أو اقرأ. اقرأ. So another verb. Another verb is what here? قم is the one verb. One command verb. So what is the next command verb? Raise your left hand. Both of you, raise your left hand. Okay. So, what is another verb here? Wake up. Is that a verb? Stated? Stated? Your left hand. Are you left-handed or right-handed? Give me five. Give me five.
What?
Give me five.
High five.
Oh, okay.
You give it? Okay. All right. So lift your hand. Left hand. No, I wanted to see what kind of, is it left-handed or right-handed? Okay. So this is another verb, command verb. This is another command verb. All right, both of you, don't talk. Now, is there any command here? هل أستطيع أن أنام أكثر? Can I sleep more? Is there a command in this? No, there's no command. There is what? No command. How about here? كلا نحن متأخرين عن المدرسة. Is there a command verb here? No command. So commands are قم استيقظ. These are the commands. These are two commands. Are you taking notes? All right, these two commands. Okay, then let's talk about something called إعراب. Something called what? إعراب. What is إعراب? Why do I need إعراب? We need إعراب so that I know the تشكيل. We need إعراب so that we can know the what? تشكيل. Alright? So, when I want to say أكل أحمد. أكل أحمد. أكل أحمد. أكل أحمد. أكل أحمد. When we say أكل أحمد, okay? Where's the verb here? أكل. Where's the verb here? أكل. أكل means what? Ate. So أكل أحمد. The verb is. Eight. Ahmed ate. Okay. So now I need to find. Do I say Akala Ahmadun? Or say Akala Ahmadun? Or Ahmadan? Or Ahmadin? Or Ahmed? So how many possibilities I have for Ahmed? Four possibilities. How many possibilities do I have for Ahmed?
Four possibilities.
So it is either Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra, Sukun. So it's either, we have four possibilities. Four possibilities. These four possibilities are two dhammas, two fathas, two kasras, And two kasras.
Just call this X. And then
okay, that's right. Thank you very much. It's a good idea. And then, so, it is either with two dhammas, or two fathas, or two kasras, or one sukun. The question is, he is here. Which one of those should I use? Can I say, akala ahmadun, or akala ahmadin, or akala ahmad, or akala ahmadan?
There's four possibilities, and these are them for Akhada Ahmed. Like, the end letter can have four possibilities, and that's why it has like four heart on one letter.
Exactly. You understand? So it is either Akala Ahmadun, Akala Ahmadan, Akala Ahmadin. Akala Ahmed. So the question is, which one of those right is right? Which ones are wrong? Huh?
Akala Ahmedin.
Why? Based on what did you say Akala Ahmedin is the right thing?
Does it just sound right?
So how about Akala Ahmedin? Why not?
It just doesn't sound right.
Well, no, أكل أحمدٌ, أكل أحمدٍ, أكل أحمدًا, all three, those are possibilities. The question is, I want to determine which one is true. Okay. So, when we have possibilities like this, we call this إعراب. إعراب. So, four possibilities, we call them what? I'rab. So, whenever I do I'rab, then I can do the four, then I can find out the four possibilities. Whenever I do I'rab, then I can find out the what? Four possibilities. Alright? So, the four possibilities are... So, now... How can I find this out? This way. We say, okay, akala Ahmed. Akala is? Verb. Akala is what? Verb. This is verb, right? This is verb. And this is what? Subject. So this is fi'l, and this is fa'il. You got it? So we have the verb and the subject, right? The verb is what? Eat, ate.
And, the verb comes after the subject in Arabic, sometimes.
The verb, yes. Yes, sometimes it does. Yeah. So, here, this is a verb, this is a subject. Verb means what? Fi'l. Verb means what? Fi'l.
Yeah.
So, fi'l. And subject means... Subject, who is the one who did the verb? Who's the one who ate? The sentence tells you who someone ate. Who is that one that ate? Who's the one who ate? Ahmed, yes. So Ahmed is called what? Fa'il. Ahmed is called what? Fa'il. So we have fi'l and fa'il. Fi'l and fa'il. Now, fa'il... is always marfu'. Fa'il is always what? مرفوع.
Do you guys remember what مرفوع means?
Don't get excited. مرفوع.
So you guys don't remember what مرفوع means? Any of you?
مرفوع means a form of air.
مرفوع is actually like, it's like a for one of these forms.
Wait, مرفوع is depending on what you're doing.
For Ahmed, the word Ahmed, مرفوع, okay? مرفوع, this is a noun. This is a singular noun. So مرفوع with what? ضمّاز. So the correct thing is to say, أكل what?
أكل
أحمد. أحمد. This is correct. So the correct choice is? أكل أحمد, right? Why? Because this thing is مرفوع and بالضمة. Because it's a subject.
Okay, so because it's a subject and because it's in a sentence where the verb comes first, then therefore it is مرفوع بالضمة, which pretty much means
yeah, مرفوع. Can you explain مرفوع?
مرفوع means it's a form of إعراب, a kind or a type of إعراب. So one of the types of إعراب is مرفوع. Okay?
Yeah.
So and here is مرفوع بالضمة. So I know the choice is two ضمّاز. Okay? Now, this is an introduction. Later on, I'm going to tell you exactly, okay, what are the four all possible classifications. And what is the I'rab form for all those classifications? You got it? But you understand here? Why do we need I'rab?
Yeah.
Can I go get a drink of water?
Drink of water, no. So, can we understand now why do we need the I'rab? Do you understand now why do we need the I'rab?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me give you another example. When we say Ahmed Latif, when you say Ahmed Latif, you know what's the meaning of the word Ahmed Latif? How about the word Jameel? Do you know the word Jameel? Huh? What's the word Jameel meaning? How about Tawil? Do you know the word tawil means?
Hmm. Anybody has a
tall.
Guess?
Tall.
Yes. Yeah.
Tall. So.
So when you think of tawil, be like, oh, okay.
Can you take pictures of this because I need that space?
Okay.
So Ahmed, tawil. So I'm going to put a question mark here. So Ahmed is, there's a question mark here. Tawil. And there's a question mark here. So these question marks means like, I don't know. Is it two dhamma? Is it Ahmedun Tawilun? Or Ahmedan Tawilan? Or Ahmedin Tawilin? Or Ahmed Tawil? Which one of those? Which one of those? Again, I come into the same question. Ahmad Tawil, because this is a noun sentence, and we would going to come in details and say that and explain that. This is called Mubtada. Mubtada. Or subject. And this is called خبر or predicate.
Oh, we don't have subject and predicate, do we?
Yes.
See, this is what I meant by vocab list.
Because after he defines something, he's not going to refer it ever again as subject. He's going to refer it as mubtada or khabar. So that's why you need a vocab list. Or you can just raise your hands because questions are good.
So, did you take a picture of this? Can I
raise it? Yeah, everything here. Okay.
You see here, there are possibilities. Because this is predicate, and because this is subject, and this is predicate, both of them takes, hello? Both of them takes tanween. So it becomes Ahmadun. Somebody's talking, I can hear talk. So, Ahmadun, Tawilun. Tawilun. So, Ahmadun, Tawilun.
What's subject?
Subject is Mubtada. Ahmad, Tawilun. So you got that? Another example. If we say, remember these classifications right now, you don't understand them, like what is marfu', what is mansub, and things like that, because I did not get into them. I just want you to understand and appreciate. Why do we need I'raab? Why do we need what? I'raab. Do you know that if we don't know I'raab, and I tell you, daraba Ahmadun Muhammadan. So, daraba Ahmadun Muhammadun. Muhammadan. Daraba Ahmadun Muhammadan. Usually, when there is a tamween like that, we put a madda on top of it, but this is fine. Daraba Ahmadun Muhammadan. So, if I tell you, what's the meaning of Daraba Ahmadun Muhammadan? Yes, Ahmed hits Muhammad. Yes. Ahmed what? Hits Muhammad. Now, what if I say Daraba Ahmadan Muhammadun. ضرب أحمدا محمد. They both correct, but the meaning is different. The meaning is different. So, who hit who? Who did the verb? In the first sentence, I know that this guy, Ahmed, is the subject, and Muhammad is the object. But here, I know Ahmed is the object and Muhammad is the subject. Do you understand the importance? This is another example to show you the importance of I'raab. Do you understand? When you read Quran or read Arabic, it completely makes a huge difference. It makes a humongous difference. Did you return everything? All the papers? It makes a huge difference. By the way, if one of your homework is not graded, like you don't see grading on it, okay, then bring it to me.
Because that means that you probably got a zero because there is, like, I don't have their side
up. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and really quickly, this means different than this because...
Why did you get up?
I
Class is over.
No, class is over at 10:05. So sit down.
Please do not pack up until we release you, because that's just...
We dismissed you. Have to dismiss you.
Okay, so because each part of the sentence is assigned, like being marfu'a or stuff like that that you'll learn, that's then if, since the subject is assigned to this, if you make this the subject, like if you have this on Muhammad, then you would technically be saying that that's the subject, that's the object, and that's still a verb because that doesn't change.
So in this sentence, it daraba Ahmadun Muhammadan means Ahmad hit Muhammad. What is the past of hit? Yalin hit. Same thing, huh? So, but here we say Muhammad hit Ahmed. You guys are talking too much. So, see the, you see the difference? It's completely opposite. Just because we switched the tashkil. So, this is called tashkil. When I say dhamma, this is tashkil.
Or you could call them harakat if you want.
Yeah. Tashkil. Or harakat. Tashkil or harakat. So tashkil or harakat, we have two dhammas. Dhamma. We have fatha. We have kasra. We have sukun. Okay. Now, your next homework is going to be spelling on page 8. Yes. Spelling on page 8.
Wait, the homework for today, I need to collect it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, the homework that was due today.
The fact that I didn't understand the fact
that
I was last time.
Yeah,
I know, but you're supposed to circle this.
So the your homework is going to be page 8 vocab.
Homework, I already got it. You know what? Just turning
it in at that desk.
Homework is on
the back desk. And text. Alright, guys, the homework would have 3 parts. The homework would have how many parts?
3
parts, okay? And go to the website to find out what are these 3 parts. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.